This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your kids about boundaries. Visit AllProDad.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition, as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship station, Salem Media Group, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from the Nature Coast to the Sun Coast, and across the I-4 corridor to the Florida Atlantic Coast. You're also hearing us on our Salem Media affiliate groups around the country, and the Talk America radio stations, Mega Talk Radio, leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, and we're also heard on the GCN Live Network, who's our show syndicator via the XDS satellite. Now, we're also heard around the world broadcasting on the Internet, where many of our military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership could mean for you. Joining us right now, Janice Simon, FoundersCode.com. Did that work better for you?
All right. How you doing?
Okay, good, good, because I went over there and I flipped that switch. We have a continued budget resolution. Continued resolution came out of the Senate, but they're having some problems in the House trying to get enough votes. What say you?
Well, this looks like Trump has capitulated. He said that he was absolutely on TV with the press all over the place in front of Nancy and Chuck, especially to Chuck, that he would be proud to shut down the government in order to get this wall funding.
Right.
As a stopgap measure, I think that, you know, the Senate passed the continuing resolution and it's gone over to the House. Now, the Freedom Caucus appears that they are going to vote no on the continuing resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many inside the Freedom Caucus that they're going to give it a no vote.
I believe it's about 40.
So, I don't know where we're going to be here. But, you know, we wouldn't have to be here if he would have just, you know, stayed with his adamant, you know, statement that he was going to shut down the government in order to get his $5 billion.
Okay. Dave in Indiana has a question for you. He says, please ask Denise if we won or not, was it our responsibility to get hooked up in yet another country's civil war? I understand the concerns about Russia. It never turns out to be a good thing. We should be more concerned.
Here's where I am with this, okay? There is no other country that's going to be a peacekeeping country as the United States is. Now, we tend to forget that we now have more Syrians outside of Syria than live inside of Syria. And we have Islamic State representation in, I think, you know, what, 25 countries?
Yep.
Do we tend to forget the impact of how many people fled Syria, went into Jordan, went into Lebanon, went into Iraq, went into Turkey, and then where else did they go? They went to Europe, and then where else did they come? Here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this looks a lot like, feels a lot to me like Vietnam, and especially 2011 when Obama pulled us out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda factions in Islamic State are not celebrating? And furthermore,
sure.
What I think is much worse is he announced it to the
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
And he railed on previous, he railed on the Obama administration for announcing a withdrawal, didn't he?
Yeah.
During the campaign. And
yeah.
He just did it. I mean, something is just, I don't know. And what does it do to the Kurds? The Kurds not only in Syria, but the Kurds in Iraq. They have been our friends forever.
Well, we know that if given a chance, Iraq would get rid of the Kurds, and so would Turkey, and so would Syria. Right?
So here's where we are. Is that what we do to people that have fought with us since 2001?
Well, we did it once before when we left.
That doesn't make it right.
I know. Now, he also says, shouldn't we be more concerned about Russia in South America?
Well, we are. I mean, it's not that it's one or the other. I mean, we can do several things at the same time. But remember, the Trump administration did what? It just sent $10 billion down to, Mexico and Central America to deal with the migrant crisis. And by the way, that didn't really come out of a congressional budget or appropriations budget. That came out of the executive budget.
Well,
and I'm fine with that. I mean, a lot of people are thinking, why are we giving $10 billion? Well, we have to stabilize these countries. And then we have to go down there and take the money with us, and we handle the money, not them, us. And we begin to stabilize those countries so they'll quit doing this nonsense.
Yeah. Now, Venezuela is where we have the large Russian presence right now. Is that correct?
Well, there is a Russian presence there. I would argue that it's in Nicaragua. It's in El Salvador. It's in... not El Salvador, Ecuador, but China's there too, in a big way. In fact, China's got first right refusal on all Venezuelan oil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Venezuela oil used to be Citgo up here. Is it still?
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to ask her about that judge's ruling on the asylum where the president just loaded a whole bunch of people up and sent them back where they came from. And the judge yesterday said, oh, wait a minute, you got to send them back. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Central America. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And don't forget to check out the USCCA logo over on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Sign up to register the free Gun A Day giveaway. Also, if you join and become a member right now, you will get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA in doing so. Now, Jenny Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to this judge. Now, the one that ruled on the asylum is the same one that had General Flynn. Is that right?
Correct.
What the heck's going on here?
Well, he didn't say go back and go get all of them. He just said if they come back, if the same ones happen to come back and try again, that they have to go through the asylum process. So, I mean, there's the words matter here. He didn't say go find them and track them down, put them on a plane and bring them back. He didn't say that.
Okay, because there was one report that said that he did say that, but then again, I didn't have a chance to check it out totally, and I know you would know. So, you know, oh, and by the way, here's something else. The other night, Roger Stone was scheduled to be at the Tampa Trump Club in Largo, and he said that he couldn't make it. He was having some sort of prior commitment or this, that, and the other, whatever the excuse was. And now we find out that, according to the Washington Post, Robert Mueller has signaled a potential sealed indictment against Roger Stone.
Yeah, well, the House is to vote, or the Oversight Committee, I guess, is to vote to hand over Roger Stone's testimony at the request of the Mueller operation. So that's where we are with that one.
That does kind of sound like an indictment, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think it might be just evidence. But, you know, I would say he's certainly part of a Mueller investigation and has everything to do with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange.
Now, a lot of people in the first hour, I had three in particular, one phone call and two messages on Facebook through the messenger that said this was the week that Donald Trump became a Democrat.
Well, he's equivocated. I mean, he's capitulated here for sure. I mean, I can't even imagine what as bad as Erdogan has been through the entire civil war in Syria, that we have done such a lousy job at saying to Turkey, Turkey. I mean, come on. We're all on the same sheet of music here. And so I would say it would be very interesting to understand the conversation that Erdogan and Trump had in the last several days, especially, I think, yesterday or day before yesterday. And why would we favor this withdrawal to make Erdogan happy when, and in the meantime, the consequence is, again, Iranian proxies in Syria, Russia, I mean, Islamic State, Al-Qaeda.
Can I say one thing? How about airplanes?
What about them?
$30 million sale?
Well, that's what I just told you.
Yeah.
You know, we've had this sale that we've held up for quite some time because of Erdogan's behavior. So is Trump really saying I'd rather have the $30 billion in defense contractors selling planes to Turkey? Or do we want to, you know, defeat, you know, all that we've worked for and make sure that we can move? I mean, let's not forget, there was at one point that Erdogan was a war criminal.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't even heard Trump even say that.
No.
I don't know. The whole thing's nuts.
All right. We've got a caller here. Let's find out what they want to enter in. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Good morning, Captain. This is Catwoman. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. You said you want me to let you know what the diesel fuel was and fuel down Laredo? And hello, Denise. I enjoy listening to you.
Hey, thank you. Jingle bells.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. You too.
By the way, next time you come through San Antonio Monday morning, put it on 9:30, The Answer. I'll be there.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Yep.
Unleaded down in Laredo is $1.85.
Wow.
Diesel's at $2.85. And the mass exodus of the country has started. It's the holiday Christmas week, and it's southbound is just packed with everybody trying to go back across the border.
Wow.
I mean, it's just been a steady stream. It looks like rush hour at this time of the morning. It's just bumper to bumper going south.
Okay.
And,
well, let me ask you a question. Did you want to say something?
Oh, no, I was just going to wish you and all your guests and our military and our first responders a very happy and merry, safe Christmas.
All right, I just want to ask you one question. We're talking about the president and the fact that he moved sideways this week. Does that surprise you?
A little bit. I was hoping he was going to stand the ground, but kind of expected probably with the pressure. I think he's getting a little bit of pressure from a couple different sides.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Catwoman, and say hello to Road Dogg, and have a safe trip back home for the holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, and a couple of our favorite drivers out there running back and forth between Lafayette, Indiana, and Laredo, Texas. Okay, back to you there, kiddo.
Okay, well, I don't know. We have today and tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's what, Friday?
Right.
To see what, you know, the House is going to do and whether we necessarily do, we'll have a government shutdown. It'll be quite interesting to see how this thing plays out. But I can tell you, if we don't have one, then we can add Chuck and Nancy into the winning parties here, just like Iran and Russia. Mm-hmm. An Islamic State, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where how this all happened.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you're saying there, and as a matter of fact, I'm just surprised that we just caved in so fast.
Yeah.
Because we talked about the fact that it was only going to be about 14% of the budget that wasn't going to be included.
I don't know. The other piece of it is funding the Department of Homeland Security, because that piece was also in this funding package. So, you know, we passed one of the worst pieces of legislation last week, which was the Farm Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think Trump signed off on that. And then we have the First Step Act, which is not a good one either.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's kind of rejoicing over that one. I'm not. I don't know. Not a happy camper here.
Well, let's make you happy. How long are we going to stay in Iraq?
Well, that's still to be determined. I'm not sure that country is completely stabilized either. They still have several factions of Islamic State there that they, you know, that we're in a military conflict with. So I think we've got 5,000 troops still in Iraq. So what's happy about that one?
Well, actually, the troops from Syria, I was told, are going back to Iraq, where they came from.
Yeah, well, then you would rotate the other ones back to Kuwait.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Afghanistan is a horse of a different color. I don't see a lot being gained there. I don't know what the problem is, but the Afghanis just don't seem to want to stand up.
We've been through that. You know, they don't have the same war-fighting conditions or conditions that really at all as the Iraqis did. So, you know, that's just it's a country that will, I guess, always be at some kind of war. And until we do something with the Taliban, which I would say I really don't have any use for these peace talks that we're having with the Taliban. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what we could be asking them for that they would agree to.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same bat time, same channel. So have a great day, and we'll see you on FoundersCode.com.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Everybody, go over there, read her great articles, and find out what she's all about. In the meantime, I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The withdrawal of some 2,000 American troops from Syria that was ordered by President Trump surprised Congress and many U.S. allies. Opponents say pulling the troops could mean terrible consequences on the ground. USA's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, this was met with some resistance from Republicans, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
Our number one job is to defend America against people who want to attack us. If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
Officials at the White House are now pushing back at fellow Republicans, insisting the U.S. mission in Syria has been accomplished, and added that it's the president's prerogative to bring them home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Alaruth keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
Centers.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you across the United States of America, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, guys and gals, some of you are stuck in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. Some of you are veterans. Some of you are post-9/11 veterans. You've got the new GI Bill to work with to help you out. And your GI Bill will pay for the training at the National Aviation Academy. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, believe me when I tell you, this is an in-demand job, and the money is excellent. $70,000 a year stateside to start. That's not bad. And if you go overseas, work with a government contractor, six-figure income, first $50,000 is tax-free. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Well, can't emphasize enough the story coming out of the Syrian theater with our troops, 2,200 of them roughly, being pulled out back to Iraq first. And then from there, some troops will be sent back to Kuwait and maybe some other places. We'll see. In addition, the Green Beret Major, the president's going to take a look at his case and see what's going on. That's a situation where it kind of looks like he was railroaded too. Now, can't say that with authority, but I can certainly say that there's something going on. Now, a federal prosecutor has come out and said that Flynn gave up a lot of information, if you will, on the president. Here's what he had to say.
Glenn, yeah. One last word to you.
Yeah, so I think it's a miscalculation by Trump to continue to prop up Flynn, because when you read the sentencing memo filed by special counsel in Flynn's case, he made it a point to say General Flynn was one of the few people with long-term, first-hand knowledge about what was going on during the campaign and the transition. And let's not forget, Katie, the special counsel did walk in there today, and they were prepared to give him probation. Judge Sullivan had another thing in mind, but you couple those two things, probation and long-term, first-hand information. I think at the end of the day, we're going to see that General Flynn had a lot of incriminating information about the president.
You think that's significant information? I can tell you firsthand from being on the campaign trail, day in and day out, Michael Flynn was there a lot. He was at Trump Tower a lot. He was on Donald Trump's plane a lot. He introduced the president at rally after rally after rally. He led chants of lock her up. He was called the Donald Trump whisperer. Those two men had a very close relationship, and he had a lot of influence over Donald Trump's policies and what he would say about foreign relations while they were on the campaign trail. He was not one of those who was telling Donald Trump to back off bear-hugging Russia, back off bear-hugging Vladimir Putin. He was not doing that. So, yeah, we'll see what he had to offer the special counsel. You have one more?
One quick one. Remember, this is the obstruction investigation. It's Trump trying to put a quash on the investigation of Flynn that leads to the whole obstruction issue. That suggests Trump is afraid of it.
We will see. Ken Delaney, Glenn Kirshner, Harry Littman. Gentlemen, thank you so much for sticking around.
Now, that was Katie Kerr, or Tur rather, T-U-R, MSNBC. She's the one that asked me twice to go on her show, and I said no, because she was going to put me on a panel where I was going to be the only conservative, and it was going to be a whole bunch of liberals, and you know how that would have turned out. Now, one-on-one might have been a different story, but not four against one. So I decided not to do that, which I'm glad I did, because it wouldn't have made any sense. Now, a New York Times reporter named Adam Goldman had something to say about Flynn's case also.
So tell me about that, Adam, when you were in the courtroom and they take the break and then when they came back, were you surprised that they decided to delay?
No, not particularly. I mean, the judge was basically, look, the judge made no, he made no promises about how this would affect the sentencing, but he was in effect warning this team, you know, you might want to eke out every ounce of cooperation before I sentence you, so I have the full scope of that cooperation. The judge made it abundantly clear that what Mike Flynn did was a very, very serious crime. People can mitigate it, and they can throw up smoke, but Mike Flynn, the former national security advisor for the president, lied in the White House repeatedly about his interactions with the Russian ambassador and also his involvement, by the way, in a Turkish a secret lobbying scheme on behalf of Turkey. So I think the judge was trying to give Flynn and his lawyers every opportunity to postpone this sentencing so they could eke the most out of this cooperation agreement, which will in the end mean that he will probably likely provide testimony in the if his former business associates go to trial in the Eastern District of Virginia.
Well, as Nancy Pelosi said, it's all about the money. And here were her comments, not necessarily directly on it, but here's how she answered it.
Already have. You have what we, Senator Schumer and I have said, Leader Schumer and I have said that we cannot accept the offer they made of $1 billion slush fund for the president to implement his very wrong immigration policies. So that won't happen.
So what's the way out of this?
Well, we've said before very clearly that we could possibly come together around a CR for all seven bills. More better than that, six bills that have already passed the Senate committee and one bill that's CR for Homeland Security. Six in one or all seven under a CR.
Do you think it's a good sign that the White House appears to be backing off of this $5 billion?
Yes, but the $6 billion as a slush fund, in addition to the money that would be in the bill this year, is not acceptable.
What happens now, though? What kind of communication?
We'll see what they come back. We'll see what they come back.
The White House is the White House to reach out to you.
We'll just see. I think that the White House has backed off the wall in that terminology. But what they might want to do with that $1 billion is problematic.
How do you see an idea of a reprogram? If they try to do a reprogramming of money, maybe under Milcon VA without congressional blessing?
Well, you know, they have to have congressional blessing for most reprogramming. But right now what they offer, we have not accepted. And I don't know what the path might be out, but it might be a CR, a shorter term CR.
Thank you.
All right, Nancy Pelosi and her reason for being, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. And with her, it always is, because she's now worth about $230 or $40 million with all the years she's had in the House of Representatives. So, you know, the longer you stay, the more you get. It's that simple. Now, we are coming back with our beach and boating forecast, and today, bottom of the hour, next hour, we will have Keith Marsh in the studio.
Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And that voice that you just heard was Bill Bunkley. Bill Bunkley returns to the airwaves Monday, December 17th at 4 p.m. on AM 860, AM 930, AM 1380, and Faith Talk 570 and 910. He'll be back in the saddle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch on AM 860, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Alrighty, now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, all of the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay for you folks coming on down here, especially you folks from Canada and up there in the snow belt and wherever it's snowing and you're going, I've had enough, I'm going to Florida. And this is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. By the way, Freedom Boat Club, 168 locations across the United States. They have reciprocity. If you... Now, we have some schedules around the area. It's been we are have a this morning around 4 or so degrees, what we're being, and I will tell you, It's been holding about 50 to 53 degrees right here in the immediate area of Tampa Bay. A little warm there in San Diego. But it is, and there is a warning from about Christopher North all the way to up through Valdosta, I might add. So be careful. There might be a little ice. Now, I have a slight chance of sprinkles again before 8 o'clock this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then clearing up. A high today will only be 61 degrees, and that's because the winds are going to be there all day long out of the north-northwest. They'll start out this morning around 7 to 11 miles per hour, but this afternoon there will be gusts. There will be gusts that could approach 25 to 30 miles an hour, especially on the water. Now, that means small craft should use caution because the seas will be 2 to 4 feet in the bay, higher in the Gulf. It'll be choppy. The Gulf water temperature 64 degrees. The bay water temperature 66 degrees. We had our high tide at 2:41 a.m., our low tide coming up at 10:46 a.m. here in the Sun Coast, Nature Coast, and Tampa Bay area. And tonight, it'll be clear and much colder with a low around 42 degrees. But by morning, the wind chill factors, because there will be a breeze blowing around, won't be terrible, but it'll be enough to take the wind chill values here in the Tampa Bay area down to 38. The only people you'll see tomorrow morning out running around or jogging or riding bicycles with shorts and T-shirts will be the folks from Canada. And that's how you can tell the folks from Canada when they do that on a morning like that. But anyway, we will be warming up a little bit later in the week, and then next weekend early part of next week looks like we're FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, and there will be a pop down at FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. And there will be a pop-down application that will come down there. And that's an entry form. They'll ask for your name, your email, and your phone number. Why? Because that will give you a chance to win a free premier membership. That's the standard plan, 7-day-a-week membership plan to the Freedom Boat Club for one whole year worth $7,500. It's good there, and it's good anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system of 168 national locations. So, go over to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, click on that link, get the entry form that's there, fill it out, and good luck. I want to read your name as being the winner of the one-year membership, the premier membership, worth $7,500. And again, if you want to become a member of the Freedom Boat Club, their 7-day-a-week plan, the most popular. First month of membership dues are free. It's unlimited 7-day usage at any of their locations for you and someone else that lives in your
house. Behind closed doors, it opened up with an eight minute rant by the judge as he reads out all of Flynn's transgressions. He mistakenly says that his act, his conduct was treasonous. He betrayed America. And then they were going to defy the recommendations from the prosecution. It looks like he was heading towards incarceration. How do you explain the behavior of Judge Sullivan?
I have no idea what happened to the judge. That was not his reputation. And I think a lot of people who admire him were shocked by that performance. A lot of what he said was just nonsense. And it's a little worrisome to have a judge go off the deep end like that and think this guy has the power of virtually life and death. Who knows what he's going to do to General Flynn now. But I thought it was a pretty frightening. If you have prosecutors who are overzealous and they're pushing the limit, putting people in solitary confinement for months on end, and you have a judge who goes off the deep end, I think that's pretty scary about the nature of freedom for most Americans.
You got it. Go ahead.
It comes down to the judge's decision, right? Even though the recommendation is for zero time behind bars, it's all up to one person, the judge, right?
It is, and although he probably could be appealed. And given that rant, I would not be at all surprised to have Flynn's lawyers preparing to move to a different judge, because that was wild. I mean, I've never seen any judge quite lose it that badly.
And there's so much at stake, too. He got it wrong. At one point, he accuses Flynn of acting as an unregistered agent of a foreign country while serving as national security advisor. His issues as a private individual was he signed a lobbying contract for to represent with Turkey.
The judge got the timeline wrong.
Yeah, got the timeline wrong. He says your conduct is treasonous, and then he goes sorry. He apologizes later. I could not even understand this. When you unnerve the prosecution, I think you've done something substantial.
Look, I. As I said, I'm a little surprised that they don't move just to take the case away from him, because I mean, when a guy comes out and says that kind of stuff and then says, you know, I really didn't mean it.
Right.
I don't think that's somebody I want to have. I wouldn't want to have him judging me or anybody I know with that kind of attitude.
How easy is it to change judges if his team doesn't like this guy? And it's pretty easy?
No. Not changing judges.
I don't know if you can change, but again, this is almost unprecedented to have a judge say these kind of things in a position of sentencing. So I don't know what the appeals court or the Supreme Court would say.
One of his questions was, are you done cooperating? Really? You don't know ahead of time that he's not done, that this is what he recommended, that they've given substantial cooperation? Oh, since you're not done cooperating, we'll just push this to March. What is this guy, just winging it?
Well, I mean, you do get the sense he must have had a bad morning. I mean, you know,
we all have those.
I mean, but it's scary if it's a person who has the power of life and death, and they have a bad morning. That's, I think, pretty frightening. For me, average Americans have to look at this and look at the woman who was kept in solitary. You know, she was in solitary confinement for 5 months when the crime she was charged with has a six-month sentence.
Yeah. All right. Mr.
I mean,
Speaker.
That's how bad they were squeezing her.
Wow. Now, this is the same judge, the Michael Flynn judge, that also ruled that the people that the president deported because of they were not allowed asylum, we have to let them back in if they apply for asylum again. Doesn't mean we're going to go track them down and find them. It just means if they show up on a list applying for asylum, that they are going to be in. So there you go. Okay. Now, got a little sidebar message coming in here. We always try. And by the way, if you want to communicate with us on Facebook, just go to the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page or the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and just send us a direct message. We just heard from Joe up in South Carolina. He said he's disappointed in the president. He thought he would have stuck firm. He says that they probably don't have enough votes in the House to stop the budget, but we'll see. Okay, here comes the music. Ron Edwards is on the other side of this music after we come back from the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.